in the Red Velvet Cake Studios and performing at the Addison Improv, Arnez J. What up, man?
What's up, all to the morning? What's going on, everybody?
How you doing, man?
How y'all doing?
You all right? You all right?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I is. Yes, I is. Yes, I is. I'm, you know, let me quit lying. I'm so pissed off right now. I got so much stuff on my mind.
He
y'all
said
know how I am.
Anger Man is back.
Yeah, Anger Man is back. Well, first of all, they're talking about taking down. I know I heard y'all talking about they were taking down Bill Cosby's, you know, mural and everything. They need to be taking down that cappuccino machine. That's what they need to be taking down. That's what got him in trouble in the first place. Cappuccino and a pill, and they thought it was sacred. I'm just trying to tell you, man, I'm so mad. And this, you know what, Obama, I love what Obama has done. As a black man, he's become president, he's established something. But what he has done is open up a can of worms, and white people are really telling us how they feel right now.
They are not holding back.
Let me tell you something. Y'all better think twice about these gun laws, okay? Instead of us fighting it, you need to join in, because if we get in a gunfight with white people, we're going to lose. We're going to have to get some help from the Mexicans.
Wow.
We're going to have to get some help. We don't carry enough guns. You know, we carry a 22, a 38, 45, and a Glock. They carry stuff that got names on them, like RBS5. You know, I don't know what that. I think it's a machine gun mixed with a 22. Because I'm telling you, we're going to have to get some help from the Mexicans at the border. Okay, I'm just letting you know.
Are you a gunman?
No, I'm not a gunman, but I'm about to go home and make me some more slingshots. I'm going to tell you that right now. And those little stillies, oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to be packed. I'm getting ready fully loaded. But they make these laws so that the black man can't own a gun. White people, y'all slick with it. But that's okay. My wife, I'm telling you, my wife is from Detroit.
Yeah.
So you know it. Straight banger
what
out of
time
Detroit.
It is.
Man, let me tell you something. Do not owe my wife money. That's all I'm trying to tell you. There is a lady in our subdivision. I ain't going to call her name out, Barbara. I'm not going to call her name out. She owe my wife. First of all, don't ask my wife. If you want to borrow some money, when you say you're going to pay her back, pay her back. This lady has not paid my wife back. My wife done went by her house every day, honking the horn. Give me my money. Give me my money. She done went to the front gate, put out pamphlets. People coming in. She said, this house right here, they owe me $800. Do not owe my wife no money. If you want to remain a friend, don't owe her no money. I swear to God. She done went to the kids' school. She done went to the kids. You know where they drop the kids off? Tell me, here, get this note to your mama. I swear to God, you cannot owe my. We went to, I'm calling the bank out. We have got to, as United States, I'm mad at us because we're getting mentally weak. We used to be the strongest nation in the world. Ain't nobody afraid of us no more. We got Yemen coming after us right now.
Yemen.
And they got one grenade and a knife. And I'm telling you, they coming after us right now. We got to get stronger. Black people, you know what? We don't own nothing. I'm mad at us because the only thing we do is run our mouths. We don't run nothing but our mouth. Who running the gas station right now? People from India.
Yeah.
Okay, how they get the gas station? We've been here. And they came and got us. We mind our own business, riding giraffes and looking for monkey meat. And they said there was a DJ on the boat and he was playing a new song called Shackles on Your Feet. And I'm just letting you know, and that's been number one for 400 years at least. I'm pissed off. We ain't owning nothing. And tell me something. When I go to the gas station, I don't mind anybody coming here for a better way of life for their family. Mm-hmm. But do it by the way of the United States. Don't try to bring your culture to me and try to make me live the way you live, where you from. Why'd you come here? Just stay where you at. I go to the gas station. You're supposed to have all the gas. Okay, mid-range, regular, not regular, but regular and premium. My car's bougie. I need premium. You don't just buy the gas when you want it. I went to a gas station. This Indian dude was owning it. You know how they hide behind the booth now. And so, you know, because you can't get to them. I'm trying to pump some gas. And you know how black people do it. We don't walk in. We yell from outside with a pump.
Hey
mate. Hey, turn the pump on, mate. And this is all I hear. Try it again. So I put it back in. I said, it ain't working. Then he's going to get smart with me. Maybe it's a credit card. No, it's not. I need some premium. We are out the premium. We only have Aguila. Who? Aguila. Who in the hell is Aguila? man, dude, that's so much on my mind right now. And they done took dodgeball out of the school. Dodgeball? Dodgeball, really? Don't hit Timmy in his braces. Forget Timmy.
This is upsetting you, dodgeball?
Oh, my God. You know,
he's got a lot to work out.
Put a mouth guard on.
At the Improv.
I'm so pissed off right now. I'll see y'all tonight. I got some more. Arlington Improv. Come and see me.
Wobble next. Got to be there at the top.